Hodor hummed tunelessly as he went down hand under hand, Bran bouncing against his back in the wicker seat that Maester Luan had fashioned for him. Luan had gotten the idea from the baskets the women used to carry firewood on their backs. After that, it had been a simple matter of cutting leg holes and attaching some new straps to spread Bran's weight more evenly. It was not as good as riding Dancer, but there were places where Dancer could not go. And this did not shame Bran, the way it did when Hodor carried him in his arms like a baby. Hodor seemed to like it too, though with Hodor it was hard to tell. The only tricky part was doors. Sometimes Hodor forgot that he had Bran on his back, and that could be painful when he went through a door. For near a fortnight there had been so many comings and goings that Rob ordered both portcullises kept up and the drawbridge down between them, even in the dead of night. A long column of armoured lancers was crossing the moat between the walls when Bran emerged from the tower. Karstark men, following their lords into the castle. They wore black iron half-helms and black woollen cloaks patterned with a white sunburst. Hodor trotted along beside them, smiling to himself, his boots thudding against the wood of the drawbridge.